Okay, Black Machine State Park users. Bob wanted to put some information up about the GMRS repeater and the 2-meter repeater out there at Blackie. He talked to the park manager and I don't think she understands, but whatever. Park manager says no to signs and any type of pamphlet that we could put out to let the people know, so. Oh well, to each their own. It would have been nice if we could have got the word out there, especially for the hikers and the people that take the boat and go clean up the creek, the GMRS.
Walk the AFT.
Yeah.
Remember, or the Elgin Front Trail, that would be nice.
So, could I say something?
Yeah, go.
So I'm looking at it like, okay, there's other ways to ski to get. So I figure anybody that's gonna plan a trip to Black Machine, somebody from outside the area, they're likely to Google it. If I was going to a state park far away, I would Google it well ahead of time to learn about the park and what's around, whatever. So I'm thinking, well, okay, doesn't cost much to put up a website these days and put the same information on a web page and say Black Machine State Park about 10 times on there so Google finds it and just put the information there. And it's not a 100% solution, but neither would the pamphlets be, or neither would the posted signs be. But the advantage of that is, if somebody Googles things a week or two ahead and finds out there's a GMRS repeater, and this webpage has a little bit of information about what GMRS is, how to get a license, what it costs, where to get a radio, what the radios cost, you might get some people that either already have a GMRS license or that would say, huh, that might be something I'm going to get into, you know. Now, would they do it just for a trip to Blackie? I don't know, but the point is, instead of hitting them with information when they're already there and out of cell phone range to learn anything else, what if we put it on the web and let Google get them there?
So just a page under our website? Just all the information?
Yeah, or maybe even just a separate site off to the side, you know, just kind of a GMRS-oriented sort of a site without, so they don't get lost in all the technical stuff that we have on our site. You know, something that's just like, something that just says something like Black Machine Park users communications.
I was just thinking, if you set up a page underneath our site,
yeah,
that's just Black Machine site, just like this.
Yeah.
But that way you're,
yeah,
not
have a subsection, and
yeah,
and I guess it's all the same to Google; it'll find it.
Yeah, it's still gonna find, yeah, it. And then,
yeah, we could do that. Yeah,
and then they're on our site as well.
You might be able to get it on the they have a website for the park because we're
that's the Friends of Black Machine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Well, the state has a website.
The state has a website, but the state said no.
On the state's website.
No.
But the Friends of Black Machine.
I'll ask one of our Friends of the Library people, we're going to have a beach party out there, and he was saying that they have a website. He said he thought he could put it on there, but he didn't know if you asked if they could let you put it on there. But there might be a site. I'll see what I can find out.
Okay.
If there is a site, I'll let you know.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. That's great. And, you know, the more places that we can put the information, and really all you need is a link. If other people have sites, they can just put a link to our page, and that way, if the information changes, I can just change it in one place, and the links will get people there.
Yeah. This site may be more event-oriented, I'm not sure.
Yeah.